Well, one of the joys of doing this anthology has been meeting some poets that I never knew before. And one of those is the person we're going to have up here next. Her name is Marilyn Williams. She's a preschool teacher in Kirkwood. She graduated from Washington University. She's an active member of the St. Louis Poetry Center. And she's published a number of works in various things, including the first anthology of Women Poets of Missouri. Is that what it's called? I think. So here's Marilyn Williams.
Is this about right? Can you hear? Okay. This first poem is from the anthology, and I think the flood brought a lot of my own losses to the surface, and I wrote this poem. It's called Dry Wristwatch. Dry wristwatch to stay afloat. Agent Orange, Somalia, unsolved crimes. Then the river itself, all that summer I lived on news, awake in the depths of floods, feeling the ache of someone else's broken life, of the pets left behind in emptied houses, abandonments that glowed in the dark, like time on my wristwatch that summer, you were already gone, while your picture I clung to loosened its hold. Belongings and hopes that we lose standing still. By autumn, the warp I lived in turned back to a dry world. And this next one has nothing to do with the flood. It's a poem about the South that just let me get carried away with it. It's called High Wind in Georgia. Shades flap their wings, blinds rattle their bones. Everything windblown, even my thoughts strain like dogs on their leashes. No hurricane warnings, no warnings at all, but red dust is rising all over the South. The South could be rising without me while I stand here watching, gathering dust like my crystal goblets. Those one-legged dancers standing for years on their stems, just waiting to break. I know how they feel. I've lived here too long, waging my wars against ants and tarantulas, routing out spiders. I understand spiders, their lives hanging on by a thread. And I know how a fly feels, caught in some fiendish contraption, so soft to his feet. He was thinking of clouds, not webs. And then this next one is also the South. I wrote it right after selling my parents' home in Florida. It was a rough time for me. I called it closing costs. Another truck breathing down my neck, I floor the pedal. 10 miles out of town, I can still hear her voice, syrupy Southern Louise, that rat in sheep's clothing, who sold our house to her friend, an accomplice named Bunny, a full-grown woman, a smart one, too. That Bunny just a ploy to throw people off. Down South, it helps a woman to sound soft and cuddly, especially when her face says tough life or hard as nails. Well, I ought to know, and maybe past 40, hard or soft aren't that easy to tell. A bumper sticker whizzes by. I love suffering turns out to be I love surfing. I should have known this close to the magic kingdom. Baby, you've changed, coming in strong on the radio waves. But some things never change. That great big happy face grin on the billboard ahead, as if it says, forget this ant-like stream of cars. I'll always be here to reassure you, Coppertone, Lifebuoy, Wonder Bread. No comfort for me leaving the one place I thought was forever and handing the key to a stranger. No trip could be fast enough, yet I don't want to arrive. And this next one, the title of the poem is the message I found in a fortune cookie. And the message was, your future is as boundless as the lofty heaven. That boundless, that lofty, suppose I refuse to fill such a void, preferring to pour my 10th cup of tea, preferring the last reds of late November, wading through memories, trampling them down, grinding my Disney World into dust out of spite, out of love. I'm a woman. I know how to deal with dust. But a future that boundless, that littered with clouds, it's too hard to sweep. And then this is my last one. It's a poem I wrote a long time ago about Missouri. And I call it Traveling Through Missouri. Blue chicory led me out here. Now at dusk, my eyes see deeper blues. False indigo beside the road and blue-eyed Mary blooming late this year. I let my thoughts meander like the road, taking the long way home. Whatever moves, moves slowly here, as shadows crossing a field, as rivers when they're winding. Missouri, the sound of it flows like a river, slow, steady, the color of lead. It takes a while here to notice the changes, the wheat fields ready to harvest, the years like barges slipping away. I passed two cars abandoned in a field, two souls of turtles left their shells with meadow rue for mourning. Dusk brings other sadness. Dewdrops on the grass are big as Jesus' tears. No signs are on this road. Suppose I'm lost. Out here it's hard to tell. But this road bends like a river. I call it going home the longer way. Thank you.